New moms in recovery for addiction need consistent treatment after delivery. Caring for a newborn is stressful. It's tempting to revert to old habits and relapse. If moms failed treatment, there's a risk Child Protective Services will take their baby away. Side Effects Public Media reporter Emily Foreman met a mom who's balancing motherhood, probation, and her recovery.
Well, I gotta hurry up and get dressed because I'm already late.
26-year-old Tia Hostler wakes up at 7:35 a.m. on a friend's couch next to her newborn son's crib.
Hi, buddy.
She babysits her friend's three girls while their mom works overnight. Tia slept through her alarm, and now she's in a rush to make her group therapy appointment. She ties her Kool-Aid red hair into a tight bun and kisses her two-month-old son, Marshawn.
Bye, Booger. I love you, Booger.
Marshawn will stay with his dad, Tia's boyfriend, while she's in group therapy. It's her first day back since giving birth.
It's always a struggle for me to get out of the house. What?
Her boyfriend calls out after her with a question.
Green! See, I gotta tell everybody what color their toothbrushes.
Every day, Tia juggles bus schedules, doctor's appointments, random drug testing, and job hunting. She doesn't want to give Child Protective Services any reason to investigate, like what happened with her daughter a year ago.
I just bonded with her inside of me. Like, I just knew we were really close. When they took her, it's like they ripped my heart out of my chest. It was really hard, especially when I was doing everything necessary to not lose her, prevent from losing her.
Her daughter, Kaveh, is 4. Tia started using heroin after Kaveh was born. She couldn't start her day without it. Eventually, she checked into a treatment center. Someone at the center called Child Protective Services. Now her stepdad has temporary guardianship.
You have one?
Today, Tia is looking forward to moving on to the next step in her therapy program. She's stuck on step 6, learning to help without expecting anything in return.
I think it's just the part about getting over that you can't fix everybody and trying to help everybody. I've been struggling with that a lot.
2 buses, 45 minutes later, she arrives at the Bowen Center.
We are here.
Between group therapy, substance abuse counseling with a psychiatrist, one-on-one therapy, she's here nearly every day.
I usually go get my coffee, come out, get my last cigarette for the next 2 hours.
Allen County Drug Court referred Tia to the center when she got pregnant with Marshawn. She's lucky to have landed here where everything she needs to stay off drugs is in one place. The support helped Tia stick with treatment, and Marshawn was born without drugs in his system. After class, Tia heads to the bus stop again.
How was it? It was good. I passed step 6. I'm on step 7.
So, her life is a series of steps. First job, then childcare, then a home. She calls to reschedule an appointment, and while on hold, she remembers that she liked to write when she was 6.
I won a prize when I was, like, in the first grade for my story. It was about a fox and this little girl that ran away, or he took her from her parents. It was just weird. I don't know what my hobby is, or not my hobby, but my talent yet. But I've been told I work really good with kids.
That's what her CPS caseworker told her during a supervised visit with Kaveh. She regrets time lost to drugs. Time she might have spent building a career.
I've let a lot of people down because I know they wanted so much more for me. Like my dad, with me using. Can't get those years back. I wish I could. But I'm not old yet. I can still make something of myself. A bus is coming.
At lunchtime, Tia reunites with Marshawn and her boyfriend.
Sometimes, babe, aren't we on the bus like all day?
Yeah.
Like all day. This is what we do. We got to get a car. We used to have 2 cars, but things happen and addiction will do that to you. It's a very bad disease and it rips everything away from you.
But her kids keep her going.
Especially this little guy, his smile.
In the meanwhile, Tia is working on proving that she's ready to bring Kaveh home. She recently started renting an apartment. Her boyfriend now works 7 days a week at a plastics factory. These steps help her case. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.